From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces have liberated the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive to seize control. The battle for Fallujah was backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq James Jeffrey tells VOA this is the way to defeat IS.
We can take down ISIS quickly if we combine elite ground forces, Iraqi, and I would prefer more U.S., with vigorous and aggressive use of American air power and other support. That's what we saw in this battle.
Jeffrey says the next step is doing away with the Islamic State is to retake the city of Mosul. But Iraqi Kurdish military commanders warn that Mosul, Iraq's second largest city, will be much tougher a fight than will require a political military agreement between all parties involved. Britain's decision to leave the European Union is resounding in the U.S. presidential race. Republican Party presumptive nominee Donald Trump sees Britain's move as an affirmation of his campaign's core messages, while Democrat Hillary Clinton sees the episode as further evidence Trump is unfit to be president. A transatlantic shockwave rattling the U.S. economy recovery could also be a wild card in the election. Obama administration is stressing the need to minimize disruptions stemming from the so-called Brexit. The Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch boats full of migrants toward Italy. The Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers off the Libyan coast. This is VOA News. A second election in Spain in 6 months did little to clarify the political landscape, with acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's center-right People's Party emerging with the biggest block of seats, 137, but far short of the 176 needed for a majority. It must now try to form a governing coalition. Atlantic Council analyst Carlos Costello says the real reason the new elections were called was the party failed to form a working coalition.
We're seeing that we have these emerging new parties, both on the liberal side and the far left, who made big gains in the parliament. I think we confronted a situation that we were not used to, which was having to negotiate a coalition government. That's where new elections were needed. No one was able to come together and negotiate like a coalition agreement.
Center-left socialists came in second on Sunday with 85 seats. Outcome following December's ballot came amid voter anger over high unemployment, austerity measures that included welfare and education cuts. A Somali cabinet minister was among the 15 killed. It happened Saturday in the Islamic State attack the Nasa Hablud Hotel in Mogadishu. That was a hotel room of Buri Hamza, who served as state minister for the prime minister's office, collapsed following a powerful car bomb. Four militants were among the dead, dozens of others wounded. That attack was the latest on the hotel in the Somali capital. Ambassador Hotel was attacked, killing 10, including two lawmakers. Tens of thousands of Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank have gone without water in recent weeks. Abdel Fattah Salim is one of them. He speaks here through an interpreter.
We come here and then we have to carry the water on our shoulders for a long distance. Those who can't afford to pay for a car to drive them are in trouble. They only have their shoulders.
As Israeli spokesman says, there is exactly the same amount of water on the Israeli side, but there is better management, he says, of that water. He said Palestinians are stealing the water directly from pipes. Shortage may be recent, but the dispute over water has long been one of the main areas of contention in the decades-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Panama officially has opened an addition to its canal for a new generation of supercargo ships. This caps a 9-year, $5.4 billion expansion project that will double shipping capacity and impact global trade zones. Latest generation of giant carriers cannot fit through the 102-year-old canal. Unable to reach the East Coast by sea, many of them docked in California to be shipped by rail across the states.
That's the latest world news from VOA.